A few weeks ago, I was filling in for Frank on his afternoon show here on KTRS, and it was the day that there was a space mission to blow up the moon. Not really the whole moon. We weren't going to take the moon and remove it from the sky, but we sent up some stuff to blow up part of the moon to essentially look for water up there, find out if there was ice under the lunar surface, et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't understand all of that. I don't know enough about science to be able to explain that, but I was curious myself. So I asked a planetary geologist by the name of Emily Lakdawalla to join me on the air that day, and she was able to come on and put it in great terms and explain it. So, you know, afterwards, Emily was great on the air, and I made a mental note, next time I need something in space explained, let's get Emily on. Okay, so now you flash forward a few weeks to yesterday, and there's this weird thing going on in the sky over Norway. It looked like some 50s science fiction movie time tunnel bad special effect, swirling in the sky with a blue light emanating either from it or to it. You couldn't tell. And then at the end of this, whatever it was, the middle of the spiral turned black. And the black dot in the middle got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, this is not science fiction. This was real life going on in the skies over Norway yesterday. Having recently watched some of the TV miniseries V on ABC, I thought, aha! They probably have just released that in Europe, and this is some sort of promotion for it. Either that, or the aliens are pissed off we blew up the moon. It's one of those two! But I also said, let's get Emily on the phone and she can explain this. So here she is. Hi, Emily. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing just fine. What the heck was going on yesterday over Norway?
I have to say, that is one of the most surprising and bizarre videos I have ever seen of anything real on YouTube. That was pretty crazy.
And if you haven't seen it, by the way, Google it today. I had Trish do this earlier. She didn't know what I was talking about when I walked in here today. I said, did you see it? She said, no. She looked at it and she said, okay, that's not real.
It looks fake, though.
And Kyle, who is the producer of the show, looked at it and said, Photoshop.
Yeah.
That's got to be Photoshop.
Yeah, everybody says it looks fake, but the thing is that so many people saw it and recorded it that you know that it was actually real. And you also know from the fact that people all over Norway were able to see it that it happened really high in the atmosphere. So it was real. I actually posted a video on my blog at planetary.org/blog. But the explanation is not V. It's not a light show put on for Obama's arrival in Norway. It is, in fact, a failed Russian ICBM launch.
What?
Yes.
Now I'm actually a little bit more concerned. The Russians are launching ICBMs?
Well, yeah, you know, they do it all the time. They're developing new missile systems, same as everybody else with any kind of rocketry capability in the world, and they have to do tests. And in fact, before this thing happened in the sky over Norway, they actually warned people to stay away from the White Sea because they were going to be testing their new Balava, although they didn't name it, but they were going to be doing some missile tests in the area. And so with that warning in mind, you can look at this and actually determine that what you're seeing is the failure of a rocket launch.
Okay, so how does the failure of a rocket launch turn into one of the coolest natural effects I've ever seen?
Well, you have an object rising into the sky on, you know, fire, the way a rocket does, but something goes wrong. Maybe some of the exhaust, instead of venting straight out the back the way it's supposed to, it busts a hole in the side of the rocket, and it starts venting out the side. Now, that does two things. One, it sends this plume of vapor out the side of the rocket. And the second thing it does is it starts spinning up the rocket. So that instead of the rocket shooting straight up, it actually starts rotating because you've got this thing puffing air out the side, making it spin in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the expanding spiral that you're seeing, what you're kind of looking down the tailpipe of the rocket as it's firing away from you. And it's spinning and spinning as that plume is going out the side. And so the plume, anything that goes out of the rocket is just going farther and farther away with time. And what that does is it produces this spiral in the sky because you're looking straight down the back of the rocket as it's firing away from you and venting gas out its side.
So is the blue hue, which looks like a long elongated triangle that we see going up there, is that essentially the launch of the rocket and it's losing some fuel there and then it finally gets to a certain point and then it starts spinning and that becomes the spiral?
Well, you're actually seeing two plumes at once. My understanding is that the blue one is the rocket exhaust that's going the right direction. It's going out the back of the rocket. and that the expanding spiral is the stuff that's coming out that's not supposed to be coming out, that's coming out of the side of the rocket.
Okay.
And actually, one of my friends, who's a 3D animator, produced a really quick and superb simulation of what this would look like when you had a rocket firing up into the air with it venting out the back and out the side at the same time, and the spiral it would produce in the sky. And I've also posted that video on my blog.
That's on planetary.org right now.
Yes, planetary.org/blog.
Okay, now why does the center of it then suddenly turn black, like the middle of it is exploding, or from the outside it looks like the spiral is imploding?
Yeah, to me it looks like a stargate is opening up.
Yes!
It's pretty cool. That's just the end of the plume. And so the rocket finished firing. It lost all of its fuel, and so it stopped sending anything more out of the side of the rocket. And so you're just seeing the expanding. The last bit of the exhaust came out the side, and it keeps on expanding out the spiral, and there's no more exhaust coming out. So that produces the effect of seeing this opening hole in the sky. It's just an expanding. It's the plume of the rocket is expanding outward, and there's no more exhaust coming out. So all you're seeing then is sky in the middle of that, in the middle of where the rocket used to be.
You know, you mentioned at the beginning here that lots of Norwegians got this thing on video. And, of course, here in the 21st century with technology built into your cell phones giving you the capability of capturing stuff on video, there's virtually nothing that goes uncaught by humans who want to not only witness things but then document them. And seeing all these different videos that are available online now from all these different angles, that's what convinced me it was real.
Yeah.
And now, you know, the explanation kind of makes sense.
You know, just a few years ago, people would have dismissed the people who saw this in the sky. They would have said, you're a crackpot, you're crazy, that didn't actually happen. And there's conspiracy theorists all over the Internet right now still saying it was a UFO.
Yeah, of course there are.
But the fact that it was so well documented actually forced the Russians to admit that, yes, it was a launch failure. In the past, I'm sure the Russians would have been really happy to let people just assume that it was a Martian visiting Earth or something.
I did not listen to George Norrie's show last night here on KTRS, but I'm guessing this was the entire show. Trish has a question for you, Emily.
It's so clear. It looked so close to Earth, I guess. How high actually was it in the atmosphere?
Unfortunately, I don't know the answer to that question, but the fact that it was visible all over Norway tells you that it was probably, you know, several thousand feet into the sky. I mean, it was way up there. And another thing that being so high in the sky did for it was that it raised it high enough that it was actually able to be in sunlight, even though Norway was in darkness at the time, which is why it was so well lit.
Okay, because it looks like you could reach out and touch it.
Yeah, it really does. But
that's how vivid it is.
But that's a common problem with UFO sightings, is that people think that they're really close, when in fact, because they're close to the horizon, it makes it seem as if it's close to you, but it could really be very far away.
See, this is why when you see something weird in the sky, you don't immediately go, okay, aliens are coming. You do what I do. You call Emily, and she can explain it to you.
I do my best.
Nice job, Emily. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Lakdawala is the planetary geologist and now science consultant for my shows, and you'll find her online at planetary.org/blog. And yes, she does have that video and that animated simulation that she was talking about. They're both on her blog right now.